Small and Simple Things. By small and simple things are great things brought to pass. Alma, chapter 37, verse 6. Mormon Tabernacle Choir highlights. Millions of people worldwide are familiar with the music of the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, whether through the choir's performances in General Conference or through programs like the 83-year-old Music and the Spoken Word weekly performance. Less familiar, however, are the day-to-day details regarding this group of singers. The Mormon Tabernacle Choir is made up of 360 volunteer singers who are 25 to 60 years old. Through the years, the choir has traveled to 28 countries and performed in 37 states and Washington, D.C. They usually fly as a group to the area where they will perform. From there, they load onto 11 tour buses, which are followed by 4 buses of luggage and 4 semi-trailers carrying equipment. They then travel to various cities, sometimes 6 to 10 hours away. While traveling, each member of the choir wears a blue name tag printed with the choir logo and his or her name. All choir and orchestra members have been set apart as music missionaries. They represent the church wherever they go. When choir members are not traveling, their normal week consists of at least one weekday rehearsal, along with productions of Music and the Spoken Word, which is a program broadcast internationally on television and radio each Sunday morning. Church members accepted into the choir treat it like a calling. When they join the choir, they are told to consider the time commitment equivalent to serving as Elders Quorum President or Relief Society President in a ward. Once they are accepted into the choir, members may stay for up to 20 years or until they turn 60 years old. Fun facts about the choir. The dresses worn by the women in the choir are designed and sewn by a wardrobe committee. There are approximately 20 married couples in the choir and in the orchestra at Temple Square. The choir has earned 2 platinum and 5 gold albums. The choir has performed at the inaugurations of 5 U.S. presidents. Choosing music for church meetings. For sacrament meetings, consider the spirit that each hymn will bring. Opening hymns in sacrament meeting express praise and gratitude to God and for the restoration of the gospel. Sacrament hymns reflect on the sacrament or on the Savior's sacrifice. Closing hymns can inspire the congregation to recommit to the covenants they have renewed and can testify of the gospel principles members have learned. For Relief Society or priesthood meetings, consult with the instructor. He or she may want to suggest a hymn related to the lesson. If the instructor does not have a preference, leaders could suggest a hymn that will supplement the topic of the lesson. Before the meeting, make sure that the presiding authority approves the music that has been selected. Several days in advance, contact the accompanist so he or she knows which hymns to practice for the meeting. See Hymns, pages 380 through 381, Handbook 2, Administering the Church, 14.4 and 14.6. Do you know the women in the Scriptures? Number 1. My husband comforted me when I mourned because of my sons who were on a dangerous journey. See 1 Nephi, chapter 5, verses 1 and 6. Answer, Sariah. 2. I was a servant in the house of King Lamoni and had been converted to the Lord many years before the king was converted. See Alma, chapter 19, verse 16. Answer, Abish. 3. When my husband died, I clave unto my mother-in-law and told her I would make her people my people and her God my God. See Ruth, chapter 1, verses 14 and 16. Answer, Ruth. 4. I am mentioned by name in both the New Testament and the Book of Mormon. I am described as exceedingly fair and white, and a precious and chosen vessel. See 1 Nephi, chapter 11, verse 13, Alma, chapter 7, verse 10. Answer, Mary, Mother of the Lord. 5. I chose that good part by listening to the words of Jesus Christ when he visited my family in Bethany. See Luke chapter 10, verse 42. Answer, Mary, sister of Martha. 6. My people fasted for me when I risked my own life by pleading with the king to spare them. See Esther chapter 4, verse 16. Answer, Esther. 7. My name means Mother of all living. See Genesis chapter 3, verse 20. Answer, Eve. 8. I was called an elect lady in the Doctrine and Covenants, and I made a selection of sacred hymns. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 25, verses 3 and 11. Answer, Emma Smith. 10. When the Lord changed my husband's name, he changed mine to a name meaning princess. See Genesis chapter 17, verse 15. Answer, Sarah. End of the article, Small and Simple Things.